This is the document from Ofcom called What's on the Telly? A summary of Ofcom's proposals for improving the accessibility of electronic programme guides. Introduction. Paragraph 1. This consultation document seeks views on Ofcom's proposed changes to the Code of Practice on Electronic Programme Guides, they're the on-screen TV guides, otherwise known as EPGs, to make EPGs easier to use for the growing number of people with visual impairments. In this document, we use the term visually impaired to refer to both those with partial sight loss and those who are completely blind. 2. Our consultation has been informed by responses to a call for inputs, a CFI, published by Ofcom last year, as well as discussions with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, and other stakeholders. We'd like to thank respondents for their contributions to the CFI, which helped to shed light on the issues we were examining. Now, key points. First, TV is important to people with visual impairments, but they can find it difficult to make the most of it. Paragraph 3. There are an estimated 2 million people in the UK with visual impairments, and that number is increasing as the population ages. Most have grown up with the TV as part of their everyday lives and continue to watch about as much TV as everyone else. Understandably, those who lose some or all of their sight do not also want to lose the shared experience of watching TV programmes that they've always enjoyed. 4. Despite this, the choice of viewing for people with visual impairments can be unnecessarily restricted because they find using on-screen TV programme guides time-consuming at best and impossible at worst. While most people take for granted the opportunity to find out about new programmes on channels that they're familiar with or on channels they do not normally watch, this can be challenging for those unable to see the EPG properly or at all. 5. These difficulties can also mean that visually impaired viewers miss out on the wide range of programmes with audio description. Audio description is an optional commentary which works by using gaps in the dialogue to describe what's happening on screen. People with visual impairments have told us that they find audio description very helpful to their understanding and enjoyment of TV. Over 70 channels make audio description available on many well-known programmes such as Coronation Street, EastEnders, Hollyoaks, Neighbours and Game of Thrones, and a wide range of other programming. 6. But finding programmes with audio description can be a challenge. EPGs have to identify programmes with audio description, but viewers may have to search through individual programme details to find out which programmes have it. The next point was more accessible EPGs could help people enjoy a broader range of viewing. Paragraph 7. In recent years, EPGs have begun to include accessibility features that enable people with visual impairments to make better use of them. Examples include high contrast displays, the ability to search for programmes with audio description, the scope to magnify parts of the display or to increase text size, and the choice to have text in the EPG, such as channel numbers and programme descriptions, read out. Paragraph 8. These features help people with a very wide range of visual impairments, ranging from those with blurred or restricted vision to those without any useful sight. Unfortunately, very few EPGs include all these tools, and sometimes the tools need improvement to optimise the benefits to users. We think it may now be practicable for EPG providers to improve the usability of EPGs by visually impaired people by including additional accessibility features. Next point, Ofcom is proposing that EPG providers should make a wider range of accessibility features available in future, but this will take time. Paragraph 9. Access to EPGs and to the programmes promoted or listed in the EPGs is dependent on the data made available by EPG providers, which is transmitted as a broadcast signal as well as the hardware and software of TV receivers, TV sets and set-top boxes. Now, EPG providers, currently Sky, Virgin, UView, Freesat, Digital UK for Freeview, BT, EE and TalkTalk, are licensed by Ofcom and are required to ensure that the provisions of Ofcom's code on EPGs, known as the EPG code, are observed in the provision of EPGs. 10. We are proposing to amend the EPG code so that it would require EPG providers to adopt additional accessibility features which would help visually impaired people to use EPGs as they are used by those without such disabilities. 11. Specifically, the proposed changes to the EPG code would require EPG providers that provide or intend to provide EPGs suitable for multifunctional TV receivers, i.e. those that provide both access to on-demand programming and the facility to record programs, to use their best endeavours to secure that those TV receivers incorporate the options for users to, first, render text needed for EPG navigation and the provision of information on channels and programs included in the EPG as speech, so-called text-to-speech functionality. Second, highlight or list separately programs with audio description and with signing. Third, adjust the display of EPG information so that it can be magnified or the text enlarged. And fourth, and finally, switch between the default and high contrast displays. Paragraph 11. The proposed changes to the EPG code would apply to EPGs intended for use in multifunctional TV receivers. That's those that can both record programming and provide access to on-demand content. Such TV receivers are normally more expensive compared to those without these functions. We think that including additional accessibility features in these may not have a large effect on the price that consumers pay. In practice, this means that the revised code would affect mainly set-top boxes, which have these functions, both of these functions, as integrated TV sets rarely do. 13. By contrast, mandating their inclusion in the cheapest, most basic TV receivers might result in significant price increases, which could harm the least affluent consumers. Moreover, we doubt that it would be practicable. Both Freeview and Freesat allow TV receiver manufacturers to make use of their trademarks under basic trademark licenses, provided they comply with common technical standards. For the reason explained in Section 3, we do not think that these basic licenses give EPG licensees sufficient leverage to secure the proposed accessibility features for EPGs, even relatively expensive TV receivers that make use of basic EPGs. 14. Over time, we would expect the cost of the proposed accessibility features to come down further as the use of the necessary components in TV receivers becomes widespread and the necessary software is commoditized. Eventually, we would expect these accessibility features to become common in basic TV receivers without the need for large price increases. The same thing happened with audio description. For some years, it was only available with expensive or specialist TV receivers. Now it's a standard feature of most TV receivers, partly because almost all now use the electronic chips needed to make audio description work. 15. We also thought about whether we should ask EPG providers to use their commercial influence to get accessibility features included in TV receivers that have already been supplied to consumers. We believe that these changes might be technically possible in some of the more sophisticated receivers that already have the necessary hardware and might simply require a software upgrade. 16. But we do not think that it would be sensible to require this for two main reasons. First, if an EPG provider has already granted a license to a manufacturer of set-top boxes to use its trademark, it might have little leverage to secure additional accessibility features during the validity of that trademark license. And second, developing technical solutions for a wide range of receivers that have already been supplied to consumers could be a complex and resource-intensive task, with scope for prolonged debate about the feasibility of included accessibility features in particular types of equipment, and the extent to which this could only be done at the expense of removing features used by a wide range of people. We think that this could divert attention and resources away from the development of new TV receivers incorporating the accessibility features. Now, we would like your views on our proposals. 17. This document explains our reasoning and the changes we propose to make to the EPG code. We would welcome views on these proposals by 5 p.m. on the 7th of October 2015. We'll consider all responses and other relevant information before making a decision. 18. As with most other published Ofcom documents, this consultation document is available on Ofcom's website in a version that is portable document format, or PDF, which is compatible with most screen readers. Because the issues discussed in this document are likely to be of particular interest to people who are blind or visually impaired, we've prepared this audio summary of the document. 19. We will consider all reasonable requests for our publications in alternative formats or other languages. If you'd like to make a request, you can call our advisory team from Monday to Friday between 9 and 5 on 020 7981 3040 or 0300 123 3333. That's 0300 12 and then 3333. If you're deaf or speech impaired, you can use our text phone numbers, which are 020 7981 3043 or 0300 123 2024. And that completes the reading of this short document from Ofcom entitled What is on the Telly? A summary of Ofcom's proposals for improving the accessibility of electronic programme guides. Thank you for listening.